You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. As always, I'm your host, Mark King, for this very show. If you're not following the show already on Twitter, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Locked On Grizz. Make sure you follow me on Twitter as well at King_producer. Doing a lot of cool things. That's where we'll continue the conversation after the show. Yesterday we dropped a emergency podcast. It was like instant reaction to the all the trades. Kind of went through them. Today we're back with the show. We're gonna do things a little bit more. I've had time to think about everything. I've had time to kind of. I've been on several shows, podcast, radio shows throughout yesterday and afternoon and last night, and so I have talked and written about basketball a lot over the past 12 hours or so. So I am. Not that I've calmed down, because I think that I wasn't super pumped. I mean, I was, again, it was very instant of what we were talking about yesterday. It was like 30 minutes after the deadline. But I'm back with, just to kind of rationalize, I'm going to talk through it a little bit more, to get a little more logical perspective, which is what I always try to do for basketball, is try to think about things realistically, logically, and how they make sense. But there's also a part of me and everybody else that covers this team that is still a fan and still wants this team to do well, and still wants something to cheer for and something to watch. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to go back through some things, talk about things a little bit more in depth, and so what they were able to do yesterday around the trade deadline. So we'll start with that. We'll go through some different things, and we'll just talk about just kind of what happened again. But we're going to get a little bit more depth on some things, spend a little bit more time on everything. First off, they waived Omri Caspi yesterday. This was something I thought was going to happen yesterday. I didn't know if it was going to be Caspi or Noah. I was secretly hoping it was going to be Joakim Noah, so that we could always have more Ivan Rabb. But nonetheless, I figured it'd be Omri Caspi. They waived Omri Caspi. They took in more guys than they were able to have on the roster yesterday. They took in five guys and only sent out four, so they're going to have to waive somebody. And Omri Caspi gets that. Boot. It makes sense. He's hurt. I mean, he could have came back after the meniscus injury. It would have been, about 6 weeks before him to get back. But he would have been able to come back. But also, it makes sense why they waived him. They also, because they want to try to sign Bruno Caboclo over. I'm assuming the rest of the year and into next year. So I think that's something they should do. At least give him also a look. But let's go back to these trades. So again, Grizzlies, if you haven't already heard the news, if you've lived under a rock over the past 12 hours, I'll give you the news again. The Grizzlies trade Marc Gasol for Jonas Valanciunas, DeLon Wright, a second rounder with its 2024, and CJ Miles. They also trade for Avery Bradley and give away Jamaka Green and Garrett Temple, and then trade Shelvin Mack for Tyler Dorsey. So this is how the trades work out. I mean, and I still think, I said yesterday they were just meh, and I still think they're very, very meh. They're very underwhelming. They're very just on the surface. They just don't impress you that much. And I think the problem with that is, I think that I myself had a prism, or the way you view this and the kind of like the lens you look through this as, of what the goals should be. And I think that what our goals and what everybody else's goals thought they were going to be when you announced that you're going to move away from Mark and Mike, and I think what the internal goals are maybe different. On the surface, these trades just look very much like a team that is still trying to win. They look like, especially that Mark traded. I understand, we'll get into what you can and can't get from Mark and all that stuff later, but just like the way you look at things, I mean, like if you want to win, I think it's not a bad trade. I think it's still meh, but it's slightly better because, Valanciunas is a good player. DeLon Wright's a good potential player. And then Avery Bradley is end of the bench guy, but it's pieces that I think you could, it's going to help you win, and they're going to help you probably convey that pick and get more wins than you probably would have otherwise. But again, I've long said that the goal should have been to get pieces for the future. That was always what I thought the goal should be. And I think, frankly, what everybody else covers this team thinks the goal should have been was to get pieces for the future. So you trade away three of your top four assets in Jamaica Green and Garrett Temple and Mark Gasol. And the only thing you get for the future is a second round pick in 2024. And quite frankly, they might not even remember they have that pick by 2024. So long. I mean, it's so far away from now. I mean, you trade all those people and you get nobody, no player under 25 and no future first round pick, no future assets at all besides a second round pick. And that is the inherent problem, I think. And that's what makes the trade essentially for me so much meh, like so much just whatever. I mean, they swap centers. I mean, Valanciunas is nowhere near as good as I think as Marc Gasol is, but they swap centers and they get a better backup point guard and that's about it. I mean, that is really about it for this team. And so if you look through the prism of, you know, like that, then it's not good. I mean, if you look through the prism of we're going to get better for the future, then I think it's very underwhelming. And that's the problem I have with the trade. And again, now if you look through like maybe the internally that the Grizzlies are looking through it, then maybe that's different. Maybe that's maybe that you consider those are wins. And Chris Wallace has a press availability today, which I'll go down and be at. And I'm sure he'll say the things that you want him to say, that this is their goals to win, their goals to make the playoffs, whatever. I mean, I would not surprise me if we hear today that their goal is to make the playoffs. It would not surprise me at all if we get down there and the words come out of Chris Wallace's mouth that we're still in the playoff race. No, that's really just not the case at all. So I think that's really, I mean, when you look, you have to figure out how you're going to look at the trades. And I think that's one of the big things for me. That's why it, like, when I just look at it on the surface, it comes across to me as just, it looks like trades that you're making to get your team better right now. And then that's kind of what I looked at and saw it as. And if you do that, again, it's not that bad. It's still not great. It's still very underwhelming, but it's not that bad. And so I think that's where you have to really figure out what you're looking for. I think most people, and the reason most people are upset, and I talked about this on Grizzly Bear Blues GBB Live with Joe Malonis last night. He asked me this question of, they had a question of the day and people rating, you know, giving a grade to the trade. And they said most people gave the trade a C, just like a meh. And I said, that makes sense, because I think most people were under the assumption that you were going to get younger, trade for the future, get assets in some type of way. So I think that's a very much makes sense why you see the sea of most people saying it's a man trade. I think the other problem people have is you have someone like, you do have someone like Chris Wallace that is still in charge of this rebuild. It's still in charge of this team. And for whatever, I mean, he may not be in charge of it. He may not be making the decision, the decision yesterday, but that's the problem, is that you still have someone like that in charge after everything that's happened, after everything they've been through. And you still have someone like Chris Wallace up there that's going to, you're going to roll out Chris Wallace today, and he's still going to tell us the same crap they just told us for years. He's going to explain why these things are good, why they made sense, and all this other stuff. Even after, you know, you literally get, you know, trade a, Chris Wallace is the same guy that traded for Jeff Green and then traded Jeff Green away and told us it made sense. And the same reason that a first-round pick for Deonta Davis, he traded a first-round pick for Deonta Davis and Rodney Zagorek and two second-round picks. This is the same guy that signed Chandler Parsons. This is the same guy that just recently gave away two players and two second-round picks for Justin Holiday. Like, same dude, still there. I mean, those are like the highlights. I didn't even mention drafting Hasheem Thabeet or anything else. Those are the highlights of Chris Wallace. And this is the same guy that's been there for this long and is There's no sign of him leaving or going away at any time soon. And so that's also the issue that people have with it, is that there's a guy that's been here for so long, and quite frankly, I don't think he's good at his job. The same guy who couldn't even get a second round pick for Michael Green and Garrett Temple, like not one second round pick. And again, we'll talk about what you can and couldn't get in a minute, but that's, you couldn't even do that. I mean, that's the problem that you also get with the C, is people just don't care anymore. People don't believe Chris Wallace. People do not care what he has to say. Like he could say something completely accurate and true, and people would not give a shit about it. They would not care because they don't like Chris Wallace, and he's screwed them over so many times in the past that it's like dating someone and they've like cheated on you for so long, and they're like, I promise I'm not cheating on you. And you're like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like you just don't believe them because they've lied to you for so long. They've told you so much bullshit for so long that it's like, well, it may be true, but I'd have to err on the side of probably not true, because you've told me the same crap over and over for years and years, but it doesn't make sense because you constantly lie to me and you constantly tell me the stuff that's not true. Like you can tell me something and I look at it and I know that's not true. Like you told me that Jeff Green was a good basketball player and that trade made sense. And I can look at Jeff Green and know that that's not true. Like you told me that trading away first round picks was a good idea. And you told me that Justin's trading for Justin Holiday. Well, he hasn't told me about anything about Justin Holiday because they haven't even said anything about it. But like you told us that these things are true, but I can look at them and I know that, I mean, I'm not a basketball coach, but I've watched enough basketball to know that these things are not true. And that's the problem people have. That's the problem I have, is that Chris Wallace continues to roll out here and tell us things that just aren't true. So no matter what he says today, I mean, he's probably going to get killed on social media just because, and he can say the right thing, but it won't be what people want to hear. Because everybody wanted something different. And that's why you get a very much a C grade. That's why you get a very much an underwhelming grade. I mean, this is the same guy who my buddy Keith at Fast Break Breakfast. If you're not listening to their podcast, make sure you go and do that. He tweeted this yesterday at Fast Break Break, trading away Marc Gasol, Jamaica Green, Garrett Temple, Ben McLemore, Deonta Davis, and Troy Daniels netted the Grizzlies a total of -1 second round pick. Imagine that. Let me read that again, just so it sinks in. Marc Gasol, Jamaica Green, Garrett Temple, Ben McLemore, Deonta Davis, and Troy Daniels all got traded away for -1 second round pick. Negative second round pick. That means we gave one away. That's the same front office that is still in charge. Somehow, some way, I don't understand it. We'll get into more of it after the break. Welcome back to the show. Again, we're going to continue to talk about this trade scenario. I know I mentioned a couple times talking about what you can get. So let's talk about what you could have gotten. So, so Marc Gasol was never going to give you a lot. And let's just be honest. I mean, he's an aging center. He's 34 years old. He hasn't been playing great. He has injury concerns, all those things. He's not going to get you probably what I said on this show with the Charlotte deal. He probably wasn't in reality. It seems like from everything I've seen and heard that just wasn't what he was going to get you. That wasn't what he was going to bring back for you. And so that's fine. And so in the construct of that and what you're going to get, I mean, the Toronto trade is whatever. I mean, I heard the Charlotte trade was, and our friend Chris Harrington at the Daily Memphian wrote about this, was Bismack Biyombo, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, and a protected first, I believe. I believe that was the deal that he wrote about. I have to go back and check, but those two contracts, which is like $32 million in money plus a protected first and or a first in the teens. You know, like I think I'd probably say I'd rather have the first. Like I don't know. Like I don't think Valanciunas is going to be here long term. I don't think DeLon Wright is probably just a knockdown player where you got to have him. I think he's going to probably be here as a restricted free agent through next year because I think the Grizzlies are going to re-sign him to give him a chance. I don't think CJ Miles is a good player either. CJ Miles is an old player, just was salary filler. So, like, you know, the construct of that was Valanciunas and a second-round pick and maybe a potential upside on DeLon Wright. I think I'd rather have the first-round pick than I know they're going to sit here and say, well, first-round pick in the teens is not very good in a weak draft, but, you know, you never know with the draft. Like, you just never know. Like, I've said it too, this is a bad draft, but I still think I'd rather have the pick. I mean, like, DeLon Wright and Valanciunas are 7 years older than Jaren Jackson. I mean, Jaren Jackson's supposed to be the centerpiece. Like, you're supposed to build around here. That means putting people on the same, like, age and timeline as him. Like, that's what that should be. And I don't know. Like, it's still, I think it's, I don't, I think $32 million in bad money is not great. But, you know, I think, I don't know. I think it's still, go with their first round pick. I don't know. It's tough to tell. It's probably coin flip either way. I think it really depends on what Valanciunas does for you. I mean, if it's a player that comes in and really plays well, maybe if he opts out and wants to sign longer, like a 4-year deal here with less money, I think that changes things. It depends on what you get in DeLon Wright. If he's a good player and if he's a combo guard that can play off the ball and really do things well, play with Mike Conley better than Mac was able to. Like, those are all things that I think that still are up in the air to determine what this trade ultimately will be. And then the other idea that I've seen this said a bunch of times, well, if they would have gotten a second round pick for Jamaica Green and Garrett Temple, then they would have done that. Or that, I mean, sure, I think that's probably true, but I think the problem is that you waited so long to even do that deal that it didn't matter. Like, you couldn't really shop them around. And the other problem is, you really, the Garrett Temple and Jamaica Green deal was done almost to facilitate the Marc Gasol deal. Like, they did that deal to get the money out of the way to get back below the salary tax, because you had more money coming back in the Marc Gasol deal than you had than you currently had. So you had to do something with Jamaica Green and Garrett Temple, and you traded those two contracts for a lower contract in Avery Bradley. So, like, I think the problem is, you know, again, I said that on this show before, if you would have done the deal sooner for Marc Gasol, if you had found something that you liked better, then you probably would have had more time to do something for Jamaica Green and Garrett Temple, to really shop them. But instead, you do it literally the hour before the deadline, and you don't have enough time to do anything. You don't leave yourself enough time to really shop them to the teams that want them. I was always under the impression you had to do the Marc Gasol deal first, and Mike Conley, if you were going to deal him, those deals had to go first so that you could do the Jamaica Green and Garrett Temple deals, the secondary deals, and still have time to do those deals, still have time to really shop them around. And I don't think it left them with that much time to do any of that. Again, some people have said that you couldn't have gotten a second round pick for those guys. I just find that hard to believe. I mean, you have someone in Markelle Fultz who may never play basketball again. I understand what he could be as a top pick. I understand the idea of Markelle Fultz, but that injury he has, he may never play basketball again. And if he does, he may never play it the right way. So he could very well be a shell of his once self. And he fetched a first-round pick, a player, and a second-round pick. I mean, again, young player, top lottery pick, totally different, really kind of different scenario. But you're telling me that two players in Jamaica Green and Garrett Temple, who could literally be on the rotation for most NBA's roster as a role player, playoff teams, those guys couldn't fetch a second round pick? So all you do for the Clippers is give them salary cap relief. Take back a bad asset, a negative asset, who's been not good at all for them this year in Avery Bradley, and also give them two players who are actually good at basketball. And you get what out of it? This is the one I still have the biggest problem with. You get nothing out of it. You get to what? To facilitate the Marc Gasol trade for Valanciunas? So that doesn't make sense. And that being said, if you're going to do that anyway, why not put Garrett Temple or Jamaica Green in a trade with Mark and boost the value of the trade? If you really wanted that trade from Charlotte, but they didn't want to give up a young player, maybe you throw in a Jamaica Green for them or a Garrett Temple and you get Malik Monk out of them or something like that. I mean, those are all type of things that, again, they may or may not try it. I don't know. But from the outside looking in, it just looks very sketchy and hard to and hard for me to believe. But the problem with this is that the problem with all of this is that they were always going to trade Marc Gasol. Like, they were going to do it. And so that's how you end up with Valanciunas that's how you end up with Valanciunas and CJ Miles and DeLon Wright. That's how you end up with a very mid trade, because you're always they were going to trade Marc Gasol, and they were set on that. And I'll tell you why coming up next. Welcome back to the show. Again, they were always going to trade Marc Gasol. Let's pick up right where we left off. They backed themselves into a corner so badly, not only with Marc Gasol, but with this whole thing. You announce you're going to trade Marc Gasol. So you tell him you're trading him. Marc Gasol's kind of upset about it at first, but understands it. As the days and weeks go by, he gets a little bit more frustrated with it. Then you tell him to clean out his locker, because you're sure you have a trade with the Charlotte Hornets. You sit him out that game. He cleans out his locker and puts all his crap in a trash bag. He takes everything out of it, and then he leaves at halftime. Pissed off, I might add. Very angry. And meanwhile, the Charlotte Hornets don't sit out any player on Tuesday or Wednesday. So what you think the deal is different than probably seemingly what they think the deal is. Because if you're going to trade a player, you pull those guys and you don't play them. Like, that's what the Grizzlies did. That's why everybody was like, oh, well, the deal's done. That doesn't really happen, especially when you're supposed to play and you get pulled an hour before the game. That doesn't really happen unless that deal is imminent. And clearly the Grizzlies thought the deal was different, or something was different than what the Hornets thought. It was clearly a very one-sided thing. So even after all that, you pull Mark, he backs up his stuff. Mark was never coming back. You boxed yourself in. Whatever leverage you had of keeping Mark, you didn't have anymore. Just like Mike, the leverage you have with Mike is like, look, we don't have to trade Mike. We'll just keep him. And that's fine. And that's exactly what they did. And that's actually the best thing they did yesterday, was keep Mike. That's the best thing they did. But with Mark, you went through all this and you made a clean out of his locker. There's no way, there's no coming back from that. They're going to trade him. And that's how you end up with Valanciunas and DeLon Wright and CJ Miles. And that's how you end up with a very mid trade. That's what you end up with. And that's the problem. You backed yourself in a corner so much that you had to take something. And so when that deal for Charlotte didn't materialize like you wanted to, then you have to start going, okay, now what are we going to do? And granted, that deal for Charlotte may have been very different than what we ever thought it was going to be. But at the same time, like, you don't let a guy come back after that. And Marc Gasol didn't want to come back. Marc Gasol was done. From everything I've heard and people I've talked to, he was done and not happy, very, very unhappy with the way it was handled. And he didn't want to come back after that. Especially after the trade or the idea that he cleaned out his locker. Like, he was not happy. Let's just put it like that. I won't say much else, but he was not happy. So you backed yourself in a corner. Like, you have a franchise player who doesn't want to come back. You've told him for 2 weeks you're going to trade him. He'd been a shop on for 2 weeks. And after all that, you make him clean out his locker. He takes all of his stuff home in a trash bag and he leaves at halftime. He's not coming back after that. So now you have to find something for him. You got to do something at the trade deadline. And that's how you end up with Jonas Valanciunas. That's how you end up with him. And that's fine. You know, it is what it is. It is a trade that will help the Grizzlies convey that pick this year. And that should be the goal. Now, again, that's not a great goal. And I've said that. It's not a goal that you really get excited about. It's not a sexy goal, but it's a goal nonetheless. But even bigger than just the past 2 weeks, this front office had backed themselves in a corner with Marc Gasol and Mike Conley all together, which is exactly why you still see Mike Conley might get moved in the offseason, because they never put enough pieces around them. They failed Marc Gasol and Mike Conley miserably. They never did anything to really boost their value other than to get them to the playoffs. Even in the core four with Mike and Mark and Zach and Tony, they never put enough role players, enough quality players around them to make it a good team. Those four guys were amazing. And that is why you were able to get the places you got with the core four. But the Grizzlies front office never really put enough players, role players around them to make it anything other than a playoff team. They never went into that secondary tier of players off the bench guys that you really could look to and say, hey, those are the guys that Those are the guys that help you win championships. Those are the type of guys that get you to the finals. But the Grizzlies never did that, ever. And even more so with Mike and Mark, because whatever you think about Tony, and I mean, and Zach, I love Zach, but, well, I'll take that back. I think Mike and Mark and Zach are the catalysts. I mean, Tony does a lot of things for you, but I mean, just offensively, those are the catalysts for this team. And then after that, Tony and Zebo leave, and you have Mike and Mark, and they do nothing. They do nothing. They just wasted the past couple of years. They just wasted. And so now you get to the situation where you have traded away all your future assets. You've traded, you've not drafted well. You have not done free agency well. None of those things have happened the past few years, and from the core four on until where Mike and Mark are by themselves. And now you have a situation where you have to use your only assets you have left, your top assets. You have to use your only assets you have left to try and go get and recoup the assets that you gave away. Think about that right there. They put themselves in this position right now because they have to use their only assets that they have left in Mike Conley and Marc Gasol to go and get assets that they traded away. Assets they should have used to put people around Mike and Mark to win. And that is the problem. That's the problem with this front office, is that they have wasted Mike and Mark, and that's why they put their own selves in this situation that they have to trade Mike and Mark. And that's what it boils down to, is they've put themselves in a situation where they have to use their only assets they have left to go get other assets for the future to build around Jaren Jackson Jr. In reality, you should have used your assets you had then to draft well, to put people around Mike and Mark. Then you get Jaren. I mean, these are all things that could have happened, and you could have let Mike and Mark play here to the end of their careers, because you would have other young players coming up around them. You would have other players you drafted that they're good enough to say, you could point to and say, hey, that's a future piece. Maybe, I don't know, there that kid's got some potential. Like, those are all things that should have happened, but they didn't happen. And they gave away all their assets, and they didn't draft well, and they didn't sign any players that were already good in free agency. So it's just a waste. It's a waste, and the Grizzlies have nobody to blame but themselves for the fact that they have to trade Mike and Mark away. Again, that's a Friday episode for Locked On Grizzlies. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll be back on Monday. Make sure you're sending in the Monday mailbag questions. Hopefully, it'll be a big one. I know you guys have a lot of questions about the trades, just about everything in general, the future of the franchise. So send those questions in. We'll do an extended Monday mailbag on Monday. Send those questions to me via Twitter. You can DM them to me on at Locked On Grizz or at King_producer, either one. You can also email them to me at LockedOnGrizz@gmail.com. You can also hit me on Facebook at Facebook.com/LockedOnGrizzlies as well. Any of those places, send me your questions. We'll get them answered on Monday. Again, I appreciate you guys listening. January was an awesome month. Hopefully February will be the same. If you haven't already subscribed to iTunes, make sure you go and do that. If you have time, please rate and review the show in iTunes as well. Find us on Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to be a feature sponsor on this show, please email me at LockedOnGrizz@gmail.com. We can talk about it. Again, we have a growing audience each and every week. If you don't know where to find the podcast, just go to LockedOnGrizzlies.com.